For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
All the glory. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your grace upon us. We thank you because of the blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I believe God is preparing us for what He said to do in our lives. Praise God. I believe God is training us and we are getting set. Have a great experience with Him and with His presence. Yes. Father Lord, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We are receiving wisdom and understanding and light. And then the more enlightened we get, the better our life will become in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, knowledge will be the foundation for our lifting. So that when we are lifted up, we will stand there. Hallelujah. We will not rise and come down. For you not to rise and come down, we have to be wise. And we have to be trained before we rise. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, He called them that they may be with Him and that He may send them. Hallelujah. Now, we'll be looking at the anointing in this month of January. And today is the last day we're meeting. So, we'll look at something that is about officially. Praise the Lord. Looking at, like I promised us, relating with the anointed. Hallelujah. Now, all of us are becoming and working in the anointing, activate anointing. We need to know how to relate with one another, and then you need to learn how to relate with people that are anointed. Praise the Lord. Now, these are principles that God has helped me and revealed to me, and I'm sharing it with you because it is true for everyone. Praise the Lord. You must learn how to relate with the anointed people. There is a way to behave before a king. You don't frown your face when you are before a king. Is that true? Yes, you don't frown your face. The first time Nehemiah frowned his face, the king noticed, why are you frowning your face? Because he said, before that time, I've never frowned my face. You are not permitted to frown your face. Even if you are approaching him, you smile. There's a way to behave as a cashier in the bank. You smile whether no matter what is wrong. So there's a way to relate with people that are at the top. There's a way to relate with your followers. There's a way to relate with your mate. You don't relate with everybody the same way. So you need to understand this class of people. How do I relate with them? Or myself that now I'm anointed. How will I relate with other people that are anointed? Altogether, how will I treat all of everyone that is walking or the anointing has begun to work in their life? There is a way to relate with them because what works for you, the anointing is always like a two-edged sword. A two-edged sword means it can cut and then it can harm. Altogether, so the anointing in somebody's life can be a blessing to you. And that same anointing can be a curse. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit or the presence of God came upon Miriam. And then when the same presence left, the Bible says she became leprous. That means the same Holy Spirit that can be a blessing can kill and can curse. The Bible says, I the Lord, I kill it and I make it alive. That means the same ability lies in God. So the same anointing that can lift people up can bring people down. I was reading a story long ago about a poor man that was begging by the side of a church. And then the man of God walked up and one day said that you will rise and be a millionaire in 21 days or something like that. And then mysteriously he rose. And then when he rose, he became comfortably wealthy. He began to neglect the church, began to disrespect the pastor. And then he said, now by the same 21 days you are back. And it was a true life story. It was shared either by a robot or something, somebody very, very great. He said, now in the same 21 days, he'll be back to begging, and mysteriously his wealth left him. Because wealth is always spiritual. Hallelujah. So why do you really need to relate with the anointed people? Why do I need to share this topic? The first thing that you need to understand is resisting people that are anointed means you are resisting God. When you begin to walk against anointed people, when you begin to fight anointed people, when you don't relate well with them, it means you don't want to relate with God and you're not interested in relating well with God. The Bible speaking in Acts chapter 9 verse 4, when Apostle Paul was confronted by God, he said, why do you what? Persecute me. He did not say, why do you persecute the apostle or the church, but why do you persecute who? Me. Romans chapter 8 verse 31 said, if God be for us, when you are anointed, God is for you. So anybody fighting you is fighting God. Hallelujah. So if you don't know how to relate with and the you are training also, you don't know how to relate well with God. Because resisting people that are anointed means resisting God. And it's like a trailer or like a bicycle always resisting a trailer, you will never succeed. Hallelujah. The second reason you need to understand is that relating with them causes you to experience their atmosphere. Whosoever you relate with, what become possible for the person become possible for you. We saw that in 2 Kings 6 verse 7, the servant of Elisha experienced the atmosphere of the supernatural by proximity. Hallelujah. Everyone that was related to Job by blood or by any means, including his servants, people that attended his flock, all of them enjoyed the hedge of protection that was upon Job. Because this is Job's cattle, if you are the shepherd there, you are protected. Is that not true? Yes, so walking around them, you enjoy the atmosphere they carry. That is why I've met pastors, young pastors, discussing my friend, telling me of a young pastor, his friend, that once upon a time, they work in a particular denomination in this country. And then when they were working there, they were working in signs and wonders, and then they were working, and then when they led to start their own churches, they discovered that the thing was no longer happening again. They discovered that they were under a grace before. That is why when you are under a particular denomination, the grace covers everybody in that line, so long as you commit faithfully. Hallelujah. You enjoy atmosphere. But when you leave there, they begin to build on your own. You discover a different lifestyle altogether. So relating well with them allows you to enjoy their atmosphere. The third you need to understand that when you relate well with them, you begin to experience impartation and transfers. As Joshua related well with Moses, Deuteronomy 34 verse 9, he was imparted. Paul consistently said, I look for you that I may impart unto you. Romans chapter 1 verse 11. We will have looked at the impartation in this anointing, but I discovered that I need to talk about it in another session when God has led me to talk about it. Hallelujah. But when you relate with anointed people, you somehow, when you work with wise people, Proverbs 13 verse 12, he that walks with the wise shall be wise, because you'll be partaking of their wisdom. You see the way they do things. Hallelujah. And then unconsciously you begin to act like that. You are imparted by them. So walking around them or relating well with them, you get imparted. Number four reason why you need to relate with them is for strength and unity. For what I call brotherhood. Hallelujah. When you are anointed and you relate with other anointed people, the strength becomes stronger. Is that not true? The Bible says two are what? Better than one. I am anointed means anointed. When we come together, the force becomes stronger. Is that not true? Bible says, Creed, Priscilla, my helpers in Christ. There are people that help Paul. He was not alone. He worked always with somebody. So you need to relate with other anointed people. You cannot just be alone. You need to relate with them for strength. We become stronger when we relate with one another. Hallelujah. I bring my own part. You bring your own part. I bring my own talent. You bring your own talent. And then we become stronger. We become stronger. We become what we call, the Bible says, love the brotherhood. The brotherhood is like a fold. All of us are standing for the same goal. So you bring what you can do. I bring what I can bring. I bring the gift that God has given me. You bring the gift that God has given me, and we become stronger. So we need to learn to relate. That's why every ministry that is disconnected from the rest is limited. You live in your own cycle, thinking you are doing the best, while knowing that God is using other people. There are some denominations that are locked up in themselves, thinking that they are the only ones that God is with them. You don't relate with other people. No, that God is with other people. You're not the only one. Remember Elijah, when he was talking with God, said, I am the only one that is serving you. God said, no. There are 7,000 more. Is that not true? So you're not the only one. There is somebody else. So we need to humble ourselves, relate with other people. And you don't have it all. Number five reason why you need to relate with other people is to be able to advance the kingdom. To be able to what? Advance the kingdom, for kingdom advancement and for kingdom pursuit. You alone cannot do it. Hallelujah. The Bible says, for we are laborers together with God. Hallelujah. You are what? Labor. 1 Corinthians 3, now we are laborers together. Matthew 28 verse 18, the Great Commission was given to everybody. Nobody can reach the world alone. We have to partner together. Hallelujah. For us to be able to advance the kingdom together, we have to partner together. You see, there was a time when the upcoming popular artists a particular denomination had almost all the artists, top artists in this country. And then there was a time people were talking that the man of God was using his artists to shine. Not knowing that he helped them, they were together, he ministered together. As he trained them, they began to rise and began to make influence. Everywhere he is, he moved with them. Hallelujah. And then the kingdom advances together. So we need to relate with one another. Praise the Lord. Now, to be able to sustain your anointing, you need to relate with other people that are anointed. Because iron what? Sharpeneth iron. When I'm anointed, you are anointed. We meet together, our anointing sharpens together. When I'm on fire, you're on fire. We meet together, our fire what? Sharpens one another. But when I'm on fire, you're not on fire. We meet together, you quench my fire to a particular degree. Praise the Lord. So to sustain your anointing, you need to relate with what? Other people that are anointed. If you want to remain anointed, it may not take you long because you will lose your anointing if you don't relate with people that are anointed. Hallelujah. Because I do this, I will be sharpening. You will take from me, I take from you. You take from me, I take from you. But when you meet people that are not anointed, you are always giving. And after a while, you will run out. Iron sharpening. The Bible says, be not deceived. Evil company corrupt what? Good morals. So don't deceive yourself. Relate with anointed people. Relate with people that begin to discover that this person has the gift of God. This person has a talent. There's a potential in them. Find them and relate with them. Hallelujah. To be able to sustain your anointing, you need to relate with anointed people. It enhances your access to the anointed word. When you relate with anointed people, it increases your access to anointed word. The anointing is in the words. Hallelujah. John chapter 6 verse 63, the Bible says, the word that I speak unto you, their word, their spirit. As you hear somebody after a while, the spirit of the person catches up with you. The Bible says, and he spake unto them, now receive ye the Holy Spirit. He imparted them by speaking words to them. Hallelujah. That is why who you hear after a while, you begin to talk like the person. Somehow the spirit leaves you. So as you are relating with me, you are hearing me. I am relating with you, I am hearing you. Somehow, we begin to rub together. That is why most often you behave like your friends, longer than your pastors. Is that not true? People's friends influence them more than their pastor most time. Why? Because they listen to their friends most time and they spend more time with their friends. So to be able to access anointed word, relate with people that are anointed, every of their word is anointed. I don't know how I got to know it because I learned it. That the words of anointed people are what? Powerful. Everything they say, even things they say jokingly, I heard talking to his child. Like he sent the child to get the water and the child was reluctant. They said, are you mad? And the child ran mad. Yes, true story. When people told us anyway, they say it's true, but I believe it should be true because I've heard it from multiple people and they are renowned people. Mad and he ran mad. He had to pray for him to become normal. Yes, he didn't mean to run him mad, but his words are powerful. In the realm of the spirit, words are neutral. They can create. What you say to them is what they will happen. Hallelujah. So you are assessed anointed word when you relate with anointed people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anointed people produce results because they have the backing of God. So when you relate with them, you automatically begin to produce results. I was listening to the first time my father the Lord started multiple services. He said that he invited a particular man of God to his church, and then the man of God was also heavily anointed. And once he left, the change. Remember the testimony of the man that shared today in service meet of how he related with a man of God. And then, okay, it wasn't today. And then he too began running multiple services. Hallelujah. So association, you begin to experience their result. What becomes possible for them becomes possible for you. Hallelujah. With him, Romans 12 verse 8, God was speaking about Moses. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently and not in dark species. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses. Now God related with Moses in a particular unique way. Praise the Lord. And then when it comes to Joshua, the Bible says that he has never listened to a man like the way he listened to Joshua. When Joshua told the stone to what? Stand still. So their result become your result. Hallelujah. So when we look at, be able to trace the kind of result you have and then trace the kind of people you are connected to. Now I want to give you some keys to relating with anointed people. Now these keys will help you know. Now this is more like a training session for all of us because these keys will affect our relationship together. Altogether, because as all of us begin to walk in the anointing, I expect all of us to begin to behave the same way towards one another. Because that is the way to behave with people that are anointed. That is the way to relate with them. The first thing you need to behave with people that are anointed, the first wisdom keys. is that you need to believe they are anointed. You need to what? Believe they are anointed. Mark chapter 6 verse 4, the scripture of familiarity, the Bible says Jesus Christ could not do many miracles because of what? They did not believe that Jesus Christ was anointed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, a prophet has no honor but what? In his hometown. Many people don't believe, especially people in your close circle, don't even believe. Like I said one time when I'm talking about the mysteries, about the anointing, is the anointing is mysterious, that proximity does not allow you to even know. Why, when you get closer to people, you even wonder, why are they anointing them? One time I was sitting down, I was thinking, when some people were honoring me and were doing certain things to me, and I was wondering, what is it? Why are they really? Because when I look at my life, I don't see a reason why they should be saying what they are saying. Sometimes I feel as if they are lying, or they are trying to deceive me. And then the Holy Spirit says, okay, you. And then he brought up a name to me. You, why are you honoring this person? And then me too, I sat down and said, I don't even know. But I know right in my heart, I honor this person. You cannot really point to the reason. I was getting that. But I believe the call of God is upon this person and is anointed. So the first thing is that you have to believe. I can easily believe people are anointed when I see it. Believe that the person, because if you don't believe they're anointed, anything you'll be doing will be fake. When you greet them, when you send them, it will be fake. Hallelujah. You have to believe. In relating with anointing people, first thing you need to do is what? Believe. Let it enter your heart that this person is anointed. It may not be at your level, it may be a level higher than you, but you have to believe that the person is anointed. That is not a joke. Praise the Lord. Number two, you have to study and understand the nature of their anointings. Please, I'm giving you keys that will help us. Are we together? You have to do what? Study and understand the nature of the anointing you are relating with. What kind of anointing is this one I'm relating with? What kind of gift is this? Are we together? Prophetic people behave in certain ways. They like shouting, they like to stand up. They like, there's a way they behave. So if that is the kind of person you are relating with, you need to know how to behave with them. If you are behaving with teachers like to be analytical and very, very detailed. When you are around, you know that's the kind of grace they have, you behave differently. If you are around a pastor, there's a kind of heart they have. So you need to understand what kind of anointing is this person carrying. Hallelujah. You know, I was relating with one of us recently, and you're telling me that you like lights to be in your room because it inspires you. Now, relating with you will tell me that, okay, this person has the anointing of music to sing, to be a minstrel. When I'm around him and he's playing sound, or he's having color, he's behaving in a certain way, I will not, even, I may not like that kind of thing, but knowing that that is what you carry, I will be, in a way, have to be able to adjust, to accommodate what grace you have. Are we together? You need to understand the nature of anointing the person. It will help you to be able to relate well with them. Number three thing you need to understand is you need to understand their boundary, their boundaries and their humanities. You know, in Psalm 78 verse 39, the Bible says, God knows that we are but flesh and he knows our frailty. Every human being have boundaries. Every human being have humanities. Hallelujah. I have certain boundaries. Some of my boundaries is that I hate somebody to take my time for granted. To somebody else, time may not be an important problem. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, to somebody else, time may not be an important problem. To somebody else, what is more important to him is that when he gives you a job, do it anytime, but just make sure you do the job. But for me, the time you do the job, do it. Hallelujah. If you notice, most times I hardly give instructions. I really give people free time. But when I give a particular instruction, somehow it hurts me when that particular instruction is not being carried out. I don't understand me now. Let's say, I don't really want to do this one. I'll just leave you to your discretion. But when I say, okay, now do this one. When it is not done, personally, as a boundary, it affects me. But many people like giving instruction, like giving details. I like giving people free time to be able to explore who they are. So understand the boundary of who you are working with. And then understand their weakness. Some people get angry easily. Praise the Lord. Some people easily gossip. Some people easily find fault. Some people have different weaknesses. Understand their weaknesses and then you will be able to relate with them. So that when they behave in that way, you know that this is his weakness and you accommodate it. Are we together? I'm not saying you begin to accommodate things that are wrong, or you begin to accumulate abuses or oppression, but then you will never work with a perfect human being. Then you need to understand this is okay. This person, sometimes he behaves this way, they'll be able to. No, you don't begin to say, this man, I begin to talk like this. There are, people behave in different ways. Hallelujah. In different ways. There are some things I will not say publicly, while somebody else will say it publicly. I will get that. There are some corrections I will not do publicly. Some people will do it publicly. No matter where the person do it, just take it the way it is. Hallelujah. I don't think I will kneel down to apologize to certain people, but some people will kneel down to apologize. I will get that. Yes. So that is me. That is that person. I may not be able to. That is the way I react when I don't accept something. Personally, when I'm not okay with something, most times my reaction is, many people don't know when I'm angry with them. Most of my reaction, I don't know how it is like that. My most times I withdraw. I just stay away because I've discovered that most times when I get bitter, when I get angry, it affects me. So the best thing is like a tortoise. The procreative mechanism of tortoise, when you be harm him, he goes back to his shell. Is that true? When the Holy Spirit is harmed or is bitter, he withdraws from you. He withdraws. To shout at people, especially, and then I find it difficult to point to people their mistakes. Remember, relating to my friend, I said, please, after preaching today, tell me my mistake. So observe me as I'm preaching today. And he was listening at the particular time, say, observe my preaching today and tell me the mistake. I forgot, after I preached, after a month ago, what was my mistake? I could not remember any mistake because I was like, I could not just be observing your mistakes. No. It was difficult to say no. It took me time before I could be able to point it. Point certain things. Yes, I will hardly discover it. Because I have trained myself to discover. Now, if you discover, if there are people that I discover their fault easily. Why? Because these are people that I have affinity to. Like, I have to correct my mistake because it will affect me directly. There are things I cannot take from my wife, but I can take from other ladies. Because I have my limit and my own boundaries with them. But this is my wife. Everything about her affect me. I don't understand me now. So there are some things I can take with other people. Some people I just even like it's normal. But she will never dare it. I will never take it from her. Why? Because this is the person I want to be the perfect of the all or the best. So you need to understand boundaries of people and their humanities. When relating with anointed people. Number four thing you need to understand is that you need to know what they like and what they don't like. What did I say? You need to know what they like and what they what. In Genesis chapter 27 verse 9, the Bible says, I will make savory meat like he what? Wants it. Like he likes it. Some men of God like to be praised on stage. They like you when you celebrate them on stage, when you appreciate them verbally or publicly. Some don't. Some people like it when they give you something, you come to the stage and then you tell people boldly, he did this for me. Some don't. I was gonna. Some people like it too. Some things some people like. I think it's all the time my priest is making sense to you at all. Some people like it to collect things from them when you see them with something. Some don't. Some people like certain treatments, some don't. So you need to understand what they like and what they don't like. So that you may be thinking you are doing the right thing, but he doesn't like it. I was together. You have to, when you are giving it, that's why most times when I'm giving it to men of God, I don't know, it's best to give it in cash. Because you may buy them things they don't like, and they may never use it. Example, if you buy me a good Gucci t-shirt, and it's 7,500 naira, it's a good t-shirt, I will never wear it outside. I don't like short sleeve to start with. Not talk of wearing a singlet, where am I going to? But another man of God will like it. I was together. So in case you don't know, I've shared with one that when you're really with people at the top, give them money, give it in cash. Let them use it to buy what they want. I was listening to Apostle Joshua Selman early days of his ministry that in case the Holy Spirit told you to buy gold meat for him, it's not the Holy Spirit that spoke to you. Because he said on a normal day, naturally he doesn't like gold meat. So you go and buy pepper soup and then prepare a very good egusi soup and then a full bowl of gold meat. And you're bringing it to him to honor him. He will collect it from you, but will not eat it. You have to know what he likes. He likes chicken. The equivalent money converted to chicken. Is that not true? So when you're relating with people, know what they like.
and what they don't like. It will help your relationship to be smooth. Because you keep doing what I don't like, I will avoid you. Example, I don't like you to talk about another man of God in my presence. Whether it's right or wrong, I don't like it. I could remember when I don't even know what I know. I have only spoken against one man of God once. And because everybody was talking against it, and I joined at that time. I didn't like, not on stage anyway, backstage even. How can everybody not like him? Until today, if my father the Lord has made comment about this man is like this man. So I met everybody. But when I learned, I desist from it. Hallelujah. I don't like it. I hate it. There's not something to discuss about with me. Praise the Lord. I like the church. You don't just fight the church with me. So there's some things I don't like. You cannot insult somebody I respect. Hallelujah. Know what they like and know what they don't dislike. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Example, I like discipline. I like timeliness. When you're working with certain men of God that like time, learn to respect time. Some people can, overshoot. No, some people like discipline. Hallelujah. When it's like that, you can see, everything can be done in the time. Every sermon can be summarized. No matter where you are, when your time is up, you can summarize it. Hope you know it. Every sermon can be summarized. Don't say, I've not finished. No. Every time you come up, I don't have time. What is it that you don't have time? What is it that you have to say? Every time I don't have time to share. No. Time. In that 7 minutes, say everything you want to say. Compress it. Hallelujah. You will never have them like a general overseer, of course. You can never. The highest person that will bring the number of hours here is me. You cannot give you 1 hour, 30 minutes, again, give me 1 hour, 30 minutes. No, this will be 1 hour, 25 minutes somehow. It has to be like that. It has to be like that. The plate the son of my father is different from my own till tomorrow. When my mother cooks, she gives him the best. There must be something to prove that this is the head. Hallelujah. Yes. So understand what they like. You must not do. See, if I want to please you, I will not please you in my terms. I have to please you in your terms. Do you understand? If I want to treat you well, let's say I want to take you out, I want to spoil you. In my mind, if I want to spoil somebody, I take him to Treasures and buy him this food and this food. But in your mind, if somebody wants to spoil you, he gives you the money. I may be doing my best thinking that I'm spoiling you, but you don't feel spoiled. It has to be in your own terms. I don't know if you understand me, guys. So know what they like and do it. And know what they dislike and don't do it. I can tell you, you will have 95% result related to people like that. Hallelujah. Number 6 is honor and reward their grace. Honor and reward their verses. In 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 7, I remember seeing this scripture, and that was when I vowed I will not see a man of God empty. He said, King Saul, that was even before he became king. He said, you don't see a prophet empty. What will I give him? Matthew 14:3, 2 Kings 8 verse 8. All of them, when they see men of God in their days, they don't go empty. Hallelujah. They don't what? Go empty. You must learn to honor and reward a grace. That is why most of when we have a program, I say, even if the members are here, we cannot bring somebody from outside and honor him. And then our own people here, you treat them like trash. No. You must be able to appreciate and honor what they have. Praise God. Because if you don't honor it, nobody else will honor it for you. So honor and learn how to honor people and reward them. On their birthdays, celebrate them to the best of your capacity. On their special days, celebrate them. Celebrate them out of the blue. Honor them. Sow seeds of honor. Praise the Lord. So what? Seeds of honor. Honor the grace. Reward the vessel. I heard from a prophet, Emmanuel Makandiwa, speaking one time, he said that there was a man of God that he has always been feeling guilty, that this man has blessed me and I've never honored him. He said that he has a principle that any man of God that has ever taught something that he learned and he worked for him must receive from him. He said from any country, every man of God that has ever blessed him, he has sown to their life. And I took it up as a principle. And I began to look for account number of members of Band of God. I began to look for it. That was that time when I was looking for account number up and down. I began to look for it, and 1,000 naira, 500 naira, it was not much. But at least I have to sow. Bless me. This area of my life was affected. So learn to reward graces. Remember what the man of God said, that when you see a relationship that lasted for long, giving an honor was involved. I honor my friend, Pastor Tom Doro, with my life. Hallelujah. Even in his dreams, he knows I honored him. You know, one of the days he was telling me in front of here, after one service, I was like, say, man of God, you know something? Even if you don't do this, I know you honor me. I know even the church members, the way I knew, you don't need to do this. I said, man of God, no, forget it. I know, no, this must be done. Yes, he knows I honor him, and I know he honors me. Altogether, yes, it's mutual. Even in my sleep, I know he honors me. Hallelujah. There was a situation that somebody was telling somebody I respect, they came and said, so XYZ, XYZ. I said, no, see, what is come to Reverend Tom or Pastor Tom? Just forget the issue. Just forget. On this, just forget about it. We are together for life. So you must honor and reward. Hallelujah. Somebody, something you should reward, you should reward. Number six, how to relate with them is be available to them. Serve them. Cooperate with the anointing at work in their life. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ had people that were, have you noticed that when it was time to prepare the Passover, was Jesus Christ preparing the Passover with them? Did he join them? He sent them to go and do it. They did it. True or false? When it was time to do the miracle, he did the miracle and he gave them to serve. In John chapter 4, the Bible says Jesus Christ was waiting at the well and they went to buy food. There are certain things that I should never do. But I will not stop doing them until I get the right atmosphere or the right understanding. Hallelujah. You see, I was listening to Makadua one time when he was saying, when you polish the shoes of your spiritual father, it's not humility. If I polish the shoe of my biological father, is that humility? What else should I be doing as a son? Is that not true? I should polish. That is a duty. Hallelujah. What many people call honor is not really honor. It's the, you should do that one. Are we together? Yes. People should be able to available to serve and then cooperate. Praise the Lord. Be available for them. Serve them. Cooperate with the anointing. You know, sometimes I've been to places where the man of God will be demonstrating the anointing, demonstrating something. And then most times I've seen certain places, and I know if you observe, you notice the people, nothing really, it's not always that people are touched to fall down when a man of God wants to exemplify something. It's not always. But you, that you are being used, you should be smart enough to cooperate. You are not faking it. It's not as if you are lying. Are you understand me now? It's not as if you are lying. Now, somebody may be listening to this table and be wondering, say, let me explain, because some people can come and tell me now. It's not every time I've seen, it's not every time Catherine Kumar laid hands on people and they fell down. Watch her videos. It's not every time. It's not everybody being he laid hands on that they fell. Not everybody. Are we together? But when you want to demonstrate something and then you are being called, you must cooperate. If you are understanding that by his explanation, this is what should happen, you must play the role of the expectation. What you're doing is you're cooperating. Okay, what will you gain if you embarrass the person or you just, and then the example, just let the example flow. I don't know if you are noticing what place you are going to recently. Have you noticed it? It's like that. And that is wisdom. They are not trying to play drama. That is the right thing to do. It's not always that the Holy Spirit will, you are expected to cooperate. Hallelujah. Cooperate with the anointed. Cooperate with the anointing. Cooperate with them. Hallelujah. Cooperate. Number seven is be available and maintain proximity. Be what? Available and what? Maintain close proximity. In 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 1 to 11, the Bible says that Elisha, Pharaoh, Elijah, bomber to bomber, he refused to leave him. He was close. But that prophet said, come and leave this man. He's going now. He followed him. Exodus chapter 3 verse 11. Joshua followed Moses close to close. He stayed with him. Hallelujah. Availability is stronger than extreme conditions. You know, one time I was asking the music director, me, would you prefer a choir member that's always available or prefer a star that behaves cabally? He said, you prefer the one that's already available. Hallelujah. There is something that does to the heart of a leader when I know that I can always call this person and he'll be available. It's not true. As a leader, it does something. It's like your heart is more open to that person anyhow. When you know that anytime I call this person, no matter what he's doing, to the point that you say that his spiritual father called him and said, where are you now? Sir, where do you want me to be? That means, don't forget about where I am. Where do you want me to be? Right now, I'm there. He knows that he's available. No, any schedule is cancelled. That is availability. Be available to anointed people when they need you. Hallelujah. There are certain people that when they need my attention, whatsoever it is, I will go. You must learn to be. Availability is a great price you will pay when you are related to people that are anointed. And then at the end, you will reap. As Elisha was available, he ended with a double mantle. So be available and be close to them. And then, you know something about proximity? It's few people that can be close to people and not be familiar with them. Many people, when they get close to people, they become familiar. I watched our last year sect members. You may not know, but that's the time when people, the same people that came and they were very, very exuberant about what I was preaching. After a while, after 6 months, 8 months of hearing you, they are used to, they're just loving the sermon, they're just interested. It's new people that will be coming, that will be blessed. I being a preacher, I know it. And these people are already getting used to me. Not that what I'm saying is less. I am more anointed in the 8 months. Hallelujah. But these are not familiar. They're not familiar. I used to wonder, before I met my father-in-law, I used to wonder, listening to him on tape before I met him face to face, I used to wonder how his church members were. Whether they are always blowing or scattered. How can you be hearing this kind of thing consistently until like when they are there, some people are just, as he's preaching, begin to prophesy. The same word I hear, then myself, I discovered that being there for a long while, I noticed that my passion, my value was, as it me? It's not possible. I am too smart to behave like this. Hallelujah. Yes. Be close. Be available. Hallelujah. Number 8, support and promote what they stand for. In the days of Moses, the people that related with him supported him as he built the temple. In Luke chapter 8 verse 3, the people that related with Jesus Christ were his sponsors. They support and sponsored him. I saw one thing one time by Oral Robert. He said that anybody that claims to support your ministry and doesn't give to you is fake. Yes. Anybody that claims to support your vision and doesn't give to it is fake. A sign of true belief is giving. You will support it. You will what? Support the vision. Support the vision. We are doing this project, you'll never give. I celebrate you. It's a lie. A sign that you believe in the vision and the mandate is you support them. Hallelujah. Support and promote what they stand for. Support and promote what they stand for. Anything they represent, in any way you can advertise it, advance it. How do you hear that? Advance it. I cannot claim I love you and I respect you and then I know what to do and nobody around me I know knows about what to do and I'm not promoted in any way. I know you're a fashion designer and then I know be somebody I want to sue and I never promoted you. I don't respect you. Well, how can our relationship grow? You know, I'm a pastor, I relate with me. I never recommended my message to somebody. I never spoke to somebody. I never told somebody about my church. That is not a relationship. That is not the way to relate with people that are anointed. Hallelujah. Tell people about them. I'm now in number 9. Avoid bitterness, unforgiveness against the anointed. It will always boomerang on you. Acts chapter 8 verse 23, the apostle said that we discovered that the gall of bitterness, even Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15. But most importantly, in 1 Samuel chapter 26 verse 9, this was David that did nothing to Saul. Saul was hunting him and looked for him to kill him. Pushed him away from his wife and from his house to dwell in the desert. Hallelujah. An opportunity came to kill him. He said, no, I refuse to be bitter. Allow him. Forgive them and don't be bitter towards them. When you are bitter towards the anointed person, even if they are wrong, it will fight you. That's what you need to understand with anointed people. Even if they are wrong, avoid them. Hallelujah. These people are dangerous. Just like native. See, people, if a native doctor will slap you, you will avoid him still. You will not slap him back. Will you slap him back? Because you know this person can react immediately. So avoid bitterness and unforgiveness towards the anointed. Hallelujah. Number 10. Never harm them or join in a plan to harm the anointed. Never do what? No what? Join in the plan. The Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. He said it in Chronicles. He said it in Psalms 105 also. See, they went from, he said, don't touch my anointed people. When you see a plan to bring down a leader, excuse yourself from that meeting. Guys, when they say, okay, this MD, the way, let us gather together, let's vote and remove him. Remove your hand. Are we together? I know I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to people that are listening to me this message right now. And I will listen to it that anytime there is a plan in a place to bring down a man of God, remove your hand from there. Don't join the people. Anytime they are sharing a negative news, don't join them to share. Sharing means you are joining them to bring him down. Are we together? Never plan on harming them. You will die. Your plan may succeed, but your generation, you will never end in peace. Even if God forgives you. See, Apostle Paul was killing the apostles. Is that not true? When God saved him, what happened to him? God forgave him and cleaned him a clean seat and said, now you are forgiving your sins. Was that what God did? God said, I will teach him how to suffer. And in all the apostles, nobody suffered like him. He was, when he was recounting his calamity, you know that he truly suffered. You will not escape touching anointed people. He was there when Stephen was stoned. And you think he was gay. You know, he was in the river for days. Serpent, he was flogged with metal rod. How many times? He suffered it. Hallelujah. So never hand them and plan. And then number 11, learn to accurately and rightly represent the anointed people. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, the Bible says, the things I have taught you, commit them to other people that they may transfer it. Second, Acts chapter 11 verse 26, the Bible was talking about the disciples being called Christians. Christians means Christ-like. Is that not correct? No, when I have a time, when I am not around to minister, or I need somebody to me, and you are given the opportunity, you should be able to perform in a way that you represent me properly. Is that not true? Yes. When an anointed person gives you a privilege to stand in for the person, you must try your best not to disappoint him. Because what he has done is he has stacked his reputation on you. Is that not true? Yes. So when you have the opportunity, try your best to represent them in your best way. That is why the way you dress to represent your church affects the whole church. Hallelujah. Number 12 is speak well of the anointed people you have, both privately and publicly. Speak well of them, what? Privately and publicly. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 20. The Bible says, speak not against a king in your bedroom, because a bird will even carry it and tell him. Publicly and privately. You know, there are people that can respect you publicly, but privately they don't honor you. Is that not true? Yes. I will not be saying what I'm saying now. Let's say when I'm with my wife, I talk about certain people, or when I'm with my friends. No. Right, even in my thought, even my soul and my body knows that what I'm saying is the truth. Anybody I respect privately, I respect you publicly. Hallelujah. Value the anointing above all things when you meet them. Always consider what you give them. When Elisha was asked, I've said it before. Always consider what you give them. You have had stories of people, men of God, share again and again. When you are with anointed people, don't focus on what you will get from them. Focus on what you will give them. Hallelujah. Avoid familiarity. Fight it. Fight it. Fight it. Hallelujah. The first day you met, you reverence this same person. The first day, your attitude, you were taking note. You were behaving in a way. After a while, why should I need to take the, this is our own person. I'm using this person. Hallelujah. This is our own person. Why should I behave like this? When you started meeting them, you are seeing them in offering. You see, I say something often, and I've learned it to be like, and I've discovered it is true. Don't make judgment on people. You know,
Don't make judgment on people based on first three or four meetings. First time they came to see you, they honored you. Second time they honored you. Check the 13th time or 33rd time. Yes. See, meet. I don't honor you when after a while, I don't do what I used to do before. Yes. I've gotten familiar with you. Even before, when I see you, I rush to collect the Bible. Now I see you, the Bible, I just say, welcome, sir. Welcome, sir. How are you, sir? That means I've come familiar with you. That's the truth. There were certain men of God that I relate with. Sometimes I don't shake my head. Because right in my heart, they don't know that what I'm doing now is just because of now. If I am honoring you now, I can't honor you 30 years to come. I will honor you. Whether, no, you know, that God means, I listened to him when he was talking about Archbishop. Archbishop. And for Archbishop, I said it before. He said that for Archbishop, I have told Archbishop alone in the room. I said, this matter, when Archbishop was having some case, he said, whether the matter goes left or right, I am with you. Whether you are right or wrong, I don't care how it turns out. I will not even ask you what you will do. No matter what you do, I don't want to be there. I am with you. That is the way. Hallelujah. That is why I just said to people, I remember discussing my biology card one time. I was talking about me. I said, see, when you come to these people, whether they are right or wrong, I am with them. Telling people, somebody was insulting a man of God on Facebook. That is my father, the Lord of the Poor. Why will you say this kind of thing? I told the person he was somebody I respected in the campus so much. I said, sir, I respect you. But when you come to these people, my followership with them is robotic. You know what is a robot? A robot doesn't think, he follows. The code say when two comes, multiply and do this. That is what the robot does. The person say, what if the person tomorrow come and say what I said, I am sorry. I say, me too, I'll follow the person and say, we are sorry. But until he does that, I stand with what he stands. Yes. Hallelujah. Never become familiar with them. Never become familiar. When they say stand up, you stand up before. After a while, when they say stand up, you drag your leg before you stand up. When they say lift your hand, you lift your hand. Because I used to say, when they say lift your hand, you don't even lift your hands again. You have become familiar. You don't even say amen and answers to their prayers again. Because the prayers means nothing again. Hallelujah. You're no longer interested. That kind of drive and that kind of passion. I pray for wisdom. I'll discover something. It takes deep understanding to be close to people and not be familiar with them. You know, that is why I learned from Bishop Idakademi. He said, don't allow members to come to your house. Yes. I told you that before, right? I told you that. I want you to come to my house, but anybody I've not instructed should not come. Yes. Hallelujah. Because I said, so people cannot manage certain informations. Cannot manage it. So you better to keep them at a distance. Let them be respecting you from the stage. There are some people that the day they come to your house, their level of respect will reduce or increase. Just avoid it. Let them just stay there. The day they wash their clothes, discover that your armpit is not even very, very close. They say that somebody say you want to wash your clothes. Somebody wants clothes. Leave my clothes, dirty. Leave it. So they say my clothes are like this. So people, he said, I heard from him and I learned it that he doesn't eat with people anyhow. Only to discover your level of maturity. So if you saw, they say this bishop likes chicken too much. This person likes he finishes the soup. Yeah. Then there are people that are like that. That's why you must be able to, that is why you must intentionally withhold certain things from some people. Until you discover their level of maturity, then you tell them some things. Hallelujah. Never become familiar, because familiarity is always born out of opportunity. When people give you access, you become familiar with them. May you be wise in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, how do you avoid fighting the anointing and then we close? Number one is choose your friends. If your friends talk against men of God, one day you talk against men of God. When you keep watching status of people that keep saying things about men of God, after a while, gradually you begin to say things like that. So choose your friends. Hallelujah. I don't have one friend, Evangelist John Alta, Pastor Tom Doro. I don't have one person that will come out and insult a man of God. You know it. When we are together, you don't do it. You will never, you see, I post about the man of God, all of them will come and say, we start with them. I see they say something, I share, we start with you. We can't, all of us are like that. Hallelujah. So one time somebody, I was very, very close, was talking to me, and then I posted something, and I say, don't do this kind of thing. You say, man of God, I respect you. I say, you cannot claim you respect me and claim the people I don't respect. Do you know why they say, if you don't respect a man's wife, you don't respect him? You know why? The simple is this, because
I chose first lady to be my wife. If you claim you respect me, you should be able to claim, you know that I know what I'm doing by choosing her. You should be able to respect that decision. That's why just respect a man. Somebody's wife is not somebody you play with. Just the way you treat the man, treat the wife like that. Because if he's stupid, that means you should not be following. But if you know his wife, that means you know his wife to choose that wife. Hallelujah. Choose your friends come very, very well. Hallelujah. Number two is guard your heart. But how do you guard your heart? By guarding the things that enters your heart. Hallelujah. When you begin to allow your eyes to begin to look at the weaknesses, you will begin to see and focus on their weaknesses. Focuses on this. You know, once upon a time, there's a man of God. Now, after a while, the devil will always reveal a weakness of a man of God to you, always. Have you noticed it? He will always do it. There's no man of God that knows what that. Sometimes also, I don't like this thing about this man of God. I don't like this man of God. Yeah, including everybody I've ever respected till tomorrow. Hallelujah. But I consciously guard my heart. If it's like this and God lifted him like this, keep quiet. Yes. You that are better. Okay, why are you not there? So you must protect your heart by protecting any negative. There is nobody. And sometimes I used to listen to people that say negative things as any man of God. At the point I got the boy, I say, oh, well, Charlie, no only point of listening to it. Why the point of listening to the criticism? Because somehow, constantly they begin, it's a spirit. You catch up with you. And the money. Hallelujah. And then number three, how to avoid vanity and anointed is be open to them and be transparent to anointed people. How many of you believe that if Gehazi was truthful and open to Elisha, he may never have ended the way he ended? Do you believe it? Yes. Be open to them. Be transparent to anointed people. Tell them the truth. Especially when you know they can handle the truth. Hallelujah. Yes. Be transparent, be open. Hallelujah. The key of knowledge will always help you avoid them, because the more you know, the more you avoid them. And then you always avoid, you close your eyes to their weaknesses. When Miriam noticed that Moses married an Ethiopian woman, herself and Aaron began to talk. Is it only him that God spoke to? No, it's true. Moses was about to die. She carried him and took him to the wife of Pharaoh. She protected him and nursed him. She saved his life. He grew up practically before her eyes. But Roy Miriam, he's now anointed. The game has changed. That's the point. He married, just imagine me. He ran when he was 40 years to Midian. He doesn't have a Jew to marry for 40 years. What were you expecting? He would definitely marry from there. He never even knew he would come back. No talk of ever becoming a man of God. He married the person I was feeding, and I married one of the daughters. What did he do that was wrong? That was the same complaint he came to complain. Why didn't he marry a Jew? Because most times criticism will not allow you to see the truth. Hallelujah. I believe God will help us. And I believe we have received wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ. See, that is the way I'll be relating with you. And that's the way I expect you to relate with me too. Hallelujah. And I know all of us are learning, and we learn every day. The more we learn, the more we apply. Our relationship, you see, when respect becomes mutual, when you respect me and I don't respect you, the relationship will not last. Tell the truth. If I don't respect you, our relationship will not last. Because every human being likes to be respected. But when you respect me and I respect you back, you honor me, I honor you back. You say something good, I say something good. You honor me, I honor you. That is like that. The honor may not necessarily be reciprocal. Like, it may not be, let's say you honor me with two, I give you two back. But there should be a level of honor towards you. Are we together? Yes. I cannot share this kind of thing and then come and be relating with you in another way. That shows I'm fake, I'm stupid. Hallelujah. God is helping us. And the wisdom of God is available unto us in Jesus' name. Can I open our mother and his word and say, Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. We'll be taking the communion for our last meeting officially on Friday. Can we open our mother and say, Father, Lord, we thank you for your help so far. We thank you for the spirit of help. We thank you for help. Thank you for help.
We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. I believe something is about to happen to our lives as we run up this fast. And then we'll have the anniversary. Something amazing. Praise the Lord. Father Lord, we take this communion into our body. The communion of the body of Christ. We ask the Lord to sanctify and cleanse our body in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything wrong in us is corrected. Thank you for the blessing of what you are doing in our lives. Can we take the body of Christ? And they take the blood of Christ together in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. I love you all so much for your commitment. Thank you for our commitment. See, every one of us, we will see the result. And the good part is that all of us will be here to inherit it and to enjoy it. Hallelujah. How many of us are seeing our future? And we know that it's bright. It's bright. God is with us. On Sunday, I will share on the signs of the anointed. God is with somebody inside, you know that the presence is a proof of the anointed. And then you'll be able to look around, you know that God, it may not be in a mighty way, but there are proofs that God is with us. Hallelujah. And his faithfulness will prove himself. Can we share the grace and fellowship? Lord, I declare over every member of the Shekinah Encounter Center, wherever they are, the hand of God be with them, over the works of our hands, that the blessing of God come upon us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Can we share the grace and fellowship? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now. Amen. Surely, your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we are the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. I love you most. God bless you.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-26-6276.